Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Montpelier's downtown streets are lined with metered vehicle spots, but places to park oneself for a while are few and far between. That's the sentiment behind Montpelier Alive's Parklet program. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
A parklet is the temporary use of space, primarily in parking spaces, for public and private use. Parklets or microparks can be used as additional seating areas for retail patrons or the general public. They're privately constructed and maintained. Now, Montpelier is taking applications for parklets to be permitted for a 2-year pilot program. Montpelier Alive says it has 4 parking spots available for parklet proposals this spring. The parklets may be designated for use by a neighboring business or may be open to the public. The complete design standards are available online. While parklets may soon provide downtown visitors with a free place to sit, the city won't be losing out on its meter revenue. There's a $50 application fee for the proposals, and accepted applicants are also responsible for paying the city a metered fee of $50 per week per parking spot. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.
A long-distance swimmer and the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations are among this spring's commencement speakers at Vermont colleges and universities. Diana Nyad, who last year at age 64 swam 110 miles from Cuba to Florida, will speak at Middlebury College's graduation on May 25th. And University of Vermont graduates will hear from Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. And that'll be on May 18th. And finally, this is the last day for winter sports at some ski resorts. The Vermont Ski Areas Association said this week that Sugarbush is hoping to be open until May 4th. Jay Peak until May 11th, and Killington has not set a closing date yet. Smuggler's Notch and Stowe Mountain Resort plan to close for the season today.